would you like to meet a man who took every woman seriously, who took a woman's side when she was subjected to prejudice, a man who served women, and best of all, counted their worth to be priceless? Meet Jesus Christ. It's a Sabbath day, and Jesus is teaching in the temple. As he gazes around the room, he notices a woman, hunched over, sitting in the back. A severe curvature of the spine left her crippled 18 years before. The people seldom acknowledge her anymore. After all, many believe God is punishing her for some hidden sin she's harboring. But Jesus notices her and is moved with compassion. "Woman, you are set free from your sickness," he says as he places his hand on her back. I'm sure she was shocked as she straightened and looked into his loving eyes, thanking him for his kindness. But the leader of the temple sneers, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." What cruel words that deny the woman's dignity and worth. This man has accused Jesus of thinking a human life is more important than the Sabbath. In his legalistic mindset, he distorted the teaching of the law. "You hypocrites," Jesus shouts, "doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Now why should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what has bound her?" What was it Jesus called her? The daughter of Abraham? Jewish men proudly call themselves sons of Abraham, but never before had a woman been called the daughter of Abraham. Jesus held the same degree of honor and respect for women as he did for men. In one short statement, Jesus had healed this crippled woman physically, spiritually, and emotionally. He had called her a daughter of Abraham, recognizing her worth as a person, loved unconditionally by God. Dear listener, whether you are a man or a woman, Jesus Christ has placed a priceless eternal value on you. Jesus, the perfect man, demonstrated this truth over and over while he walked this earth. Will you believe it? I challenge you today to find the closest mirror, gaze into it, and say to the person you see, "I am a priceless, precious child of God." Until tomorrow, for The Navigators, I'm Helene Ashker.